Welcome to the Secrets to Mindful Health, where we explore the hidden truths of wellness in all its forms. From physical and mental health to spirituality, join me, your host, Beth Warren, at Nourished by Beth on Instagram and TikTok, registered dietitian for over a decade and single mom of six, as I share my personal journey overcoming challenges towards self-love and wellness. Together with my guests, we will inspire and motivate you to prioritize your well-being and create a life of balance and fulfillment. Let's embark on a transformative journey towards a healthier, happier you. I'm glad you're here. In this episode, unlock your style confidence, embracing every size, fashion tips to empower, and cultivating inner beauty. We have Eliana Leidenheim, and in our episode of today, we're going to delve into the transformative power of fashion and confidence, exploring how to dress for every size with style and grace. She's going to share empowering fashion tips, discuss inner beauty, and inspire you to embrace your unique self with confidence. We're going to hopefully cultivate a positive self-image and enhance your personal style to feel empowered and beautiful in every aspect of your life. So this is Eliana. She's the stylish influencer behind Aisha Style, where she effortlessly... I'm so happy you're here. I see that you effortlessly blend classic fashion with modern flair. Based out of Teaneck, she's a mom of three, showcases her unique aesthetic through her fashion and lifestyle content, running her own business as an influencer, inspiring her audiences to embrace their own individual style. I love that bio.
Thank you.
So let's start off by just sharing, like, what led you to become, honestly, one of the first fashion influencers, I feel. I mean, you've been doing this longer than most people.
Yeah. A little bit of background. I grew up with two older sisters, so I'm the youngest, and there's the oldest is 4 years older than me and the middle is 18 months older. So we're all very close in age. And I think being in a house of all girls and my older sister being very into like jewelry and makeup and all that stuff, it's like started the trend of the younger two following suit, I think. And also just, you know, like my mom was also into clothes. She wasn't like crazy, but you know, she also always wears a beret. So I feel like that's why I always like wear a beret sometimes. But our home was also like full of magazines. There was always magazines. Like every Shabbos we sat around, read Vogue, read Elle. And it was just like, it became like a thing in our family. And I feel like that also was just like looking at all the fashion and the home decor. Really, I just like found a love for it. So I don't know. I just, the older I got, I found myself going more towards fashion. I didn't like school so much. I wasn't a school person. I was very creative. And I think it just like my passion was going towards that. When I went to college, I had to choose a major. I went to Stern College. I had to choose a major. And I was going back and forth. And finally, I just decided to do English and Communications, which is PR. And I had a bunch of fashion PR internships in Manhattan. And I actually, during college, I had a blog. I started a blog. It was not Aisha Style. It was called Tasteful Effects. And it's funny because that was when blogging had just like started, and Rachel Parcell, which was Pink Peonies at the time, and Man Repeller were all like, everyone was talking about them. And I was like, I'm gonna do this. So I started my blog and I started posting. And then as I was like going to class, I would get like, oh, I saw your blog post, it's so cute. And I was just like, what? Like, oh, wow. Started to get very weirded out by the whole thing. And I think it kind of scared me at the time to be like so out there and people like seeing what I was writing and like then seeing me right after. So then I just like kind of stopped doing it. And then like I moved to Philadelphia once I got married after college. We were there for a year and I started Instagram. You know, I was using it to showcase my fashion, like home stuff to my friends, my family. But then I started to notice that people were posting like hashtag OOTD. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to start posting my outfits. And I was working at J.Crew for a little bit because there was like no fashion PR jobs there. So I was like, I'll just work at J.Crew and I'll like do some fashion that way. So I started posting my outfits. And then one day I remember sitting at my dining room table in our apartment And I was like, I'm going to change my handle to something cute because everyone was doing cute handles back then. And I sat down. I was like, I'm going to do something cute and catchy. That's kind of like a play on words. And then like Aisha Style, which is like Aisha, you know, Aisha Heil or Aisha Style came to me. And I was like, oh, that's so cute. Let's just do that. So I did. And then between, I guess, like my cute outfits and my name, it caught on and people just started following me more and more and more. I moved back to New York. I was becoming like friends with other influencers. And it was just like very, I got into it at the time when like really there was me, for me, Elizabeth Stavetsky. I'm thinking like who else? Some other people that were like Sharon Langert, some other people. I can't remember who else. Maybe some people like stopped doing it. I don't know. There was like so few of us. And then, yeah, I just like kept posting and posting. And eventually, it's funny, like while I was doing this, my husband would say to me, like, why are you doing this? Like, why are you putting yourself out there? What's the point? And I kept saying, like, something will come of it. Mm. I just like had this feeling. I'm like, I can't be doing this and nothing come out of it. Like, there has to be something to it. And it's funny because my mom would kind of like make fun of it. Like, what is this? Because she was like a neuropsychologist. She was just like, what is this? And my dad, who has, he makes aircraft parts. He was just like, go with it, go with it. You know, like, I feel like dad's also like, they get like into this type of stuff.
So yeah, he was like they're rooting for you.
Yeah. So he was doing it, whatever. He was like, go for it, go for it. And I was like, something will happen. So eventually one day I was just like, all these influencers are on Instagram posting their outfits and I see they're monetizing, but I couldn't figure out how. And I had no one to guide me because it was new and I didn't really know anyone in the business. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to just have to figure this out. So one day I sign up to like to know it, get rejected because they were so particular about who they accepted. And you had to have like a blog that had like tons of stuff on it. Just you had to be like really legit to them. And then I signed up for ShopStyle, which I guess was a little bit less strict at the time. And because I had a blog, they accepted me though. And now they don't do that. Now it's different, I think. Now it's like anybody can basically sign up. But so they accepted me and I started like doing some blog posts and it was cute. And then the day that Instagram started dropping the linking tool was a day that changed everything, I think, for me. Because that day, I remember being like, wow. And they were dropping it to very few influencers at a time. So I was one of the first to get it. I don't know why. And I was like, oh, this is cool. I can start posting items I like. Now, backtrack, when I was in Stern, my entire college career, I sat on my computer during class shopping, not for myself, like for people. All I wanted to do was just find cool items and like just sit and find pieces. It was like, I just love doing it. So I would say, I would joke and be like, I just wish I could do this for a living. So now, you know, years later, I got that tool and I started linking items. And I remember my husband calling me and being like, maybe don't link so many at once. Like maybe people won't like it. They'll get sick of it. And I was like, yeah, I'm not sure. Like I have to kind of just like play with it and see what happens. So I started doing a few. And then before I knew it, it became like the linking queen because everyone would DM me and be like, hey, can you post this? Can you post a dress for like a bridesmaid dress? Can you find me a really cool skirt, like a denim skirt? And I was like, oh, like people like this. Mm-hmm. So sure enough, I started just posting more and more items that I liked. And that was when I think things also really changed because I started to get more campaigns from ShopStyle. In fact, when I first started using the linking tool, a person from ShopStyle called me in to have a meeting. My intern at the time, Jamie, she may hear this, was with me, if she remembers. And I had no idea why they called me in. And I'm like, why are they calling me in? Like, okay, cool, whatever. Go to the city, have this meeting. And the girl's like, I just want to know, like,
how are you doing this?
How are you? Yeah, how do you have so many sales and link taps? Wow. Like, what is going on? And I was like, what do you mean? And she's like, you just have so many. And I was like, compared to who? Like, she's like, you have like the most. And I was like, you mean like more than like Something Navy? She's like, yes.
Wow.
And I mean, at the time, Something Navy, I don't think was doing it as much as I was because I saw my followers liked it. Mm-hmm. Now she, you know, she started doing it more over time, but it was just crazy to hear that like there were other influencers who were micro influencers like me in New York City, and they had nothing compared to what I was posting in terms of like their, what do you call it? What's the word I'm thinking of? Whatever. Like they're link tabs and stuff.
Yeah.
So that was just really, I think that moment also was a huge confidence boost for me because I was like, oh, wow. I see that my followers really, like I have a strong following and I just
an influence,
like,
literally.
Yeah, exactly. Like I'm influencing and like I'm people also like my style. They like what I'm posting. So I just need to keep going with this and just, so yeah, over time I got more and more campaigns because of that. Because also the more sales you bring, the more shop style or other
push you.
Yeah. Other middlemen, whatever you call, I forgot what you call them. I'm like blanking. Yeah. They will come to you in more campaigns and they'll bring more work your way. So that was just really cool.
Yeah. I mean, but you said a lot there behind it. First of all, it sounds like you follow your own gut feeling, but in a very organic way. Like you don't overthink it. You just sound like, oh, I see that. Let's just go with
Sometimes
it.
Sometimes I do, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we all have elements that we're wondering, but I mean, the way you came across, sometimes hindsight is 2020, meaning in the moments, I'm sure there's a lot more there, but the overall feels very organic in the sense where you, or at least you have to trust in yourself. You might have a second where should I, shouldn't I, but ultimately you take that step on your own. And, you know, even with the husband thing was cute. And of course he meant to be supportive, but you know, you're still like, yeah, but I'm just going to try it. You know, you still have to come back to yourself and then evaluate as you go. To see
also, like, I'm sure, sorry, I'm sure that if it never turned into something, I'm sure at a point I also would have been like, why am I putting myself out there? Because especially nowadays with kids, I'm much more weary about what I post and like what I put out there. Mm-hmm. But I think once it started turning into a business was when he was like, okay, like if you're actually able to monetize on this and it's not just, you know, you posting and putting yourself out there, like, just like it's one thing when friends are following you, it's fine. But like when the public is following, it's a little bit weird. And also over time, I think I learned how to be in the public eye without oversharing, you know?
Yeah. And I definitely want to get back to that because that's a delicate balance that I feel you've always been. And this is what I want to say. You've always been consistent. And that's a key part of this and a key part to where people lose. Like even with this podcast, you know, I went out to season 4. They said that the reason why podcasts aren't successful is people don't hang in there long enough. Like you really have to hang in there. And I see also through your story that you really get inspired by other people. Like you, it's actually a really nice feeling coming across from you versus like competition or, you know, other feelings people might attach to that. Like, oh, am I copying them? Like so much about the other person versus like, no, you got inspired. This is what whoever's doing now. Let me try it. And you also sound like you organically put your own flair. Like you just did what then you felt right in it. But a lot of your stories, like I got inspired by what they were doing, or I was curious about what this was doing. And then you got on, and really what that's called is a trend. You got on the trend quickly. You just stepped right into it. And so that says a lot. It's not just like you got here for no reason. Like all those elements mattered in the moment. And it's also cute to hear how you were true to yourself, like from young. I have 5 sisters.
Oh, wow.
And we used to always be about stealing. I mean, it doesn't sound as peaceful as your story. We more like stole each other's clothes.
There was plenty of catfights over clothing.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's a very big element, fashion and makeup and all this with a family of girls. So I relate to that. And it's just nice to see that like that's what also comes across is like authenticity always. So you just look like you live it and feel it and then you share it. It's sort of what it is. And personally, I go shopping on your page. So I love I didn't know that was like a decision, even though, again, it was like organic, but that you made that decision to put like a catalog of stuff. And I get it because I literally shop. I feel like I'm going shopping when I go to your stories, but in a way that you did it for me and nothing's stupid. Like it might not be my taste, but I get it. And I'm like, oh, that's cute. And then it'll be, let's say, enough to click to the next story. So guys, what I'm referencing is that Eliana puts like her pics of something, whatever it is. Sometimes it's like gowns for a wedding. Sometimes it's whatever it is. It's like basically curated pics. And you kind of like just flicking through it, going shopping. And I've definitely bought a few things or saved it for like that time. Maybe I'll wear this one day. These gowns.
So cute.
So that's really, really cool. Sorry. It's okay. Yeah.
No, I was going to add that I felt like that if I didn't become an influencer, I kind of was actually starting to I was thinking about becoming maybe like a buyer for a department store. And I always think like I feel like some department stores could have such better buyers. I'm not going to say which ones, but I feel like you can tell the difference. And I feel like that was also like something I was always very into. It was just like picking clothes out. I loved it, you know?
Hmm. Yeah. I hear that from you. Like, this is like your thing, you know, like this is your passion. It's so amazing. Even like the place that I'm in to still be doing kind of what your thing is, you know, and following literally, like I said, following the trends, like evolving with it in a way that's still what you were doing. Like everything right. about it always made sense
right.
in you and what you were doing. But yeah, it's always hard to put your, I valued what you said, even in the beginning, how funny. I wanted to laugh when you were like, just the blog and students sharing, oh, I saw your blog felt weird. And now it's like, you probably get recognized everywhere. And I think
that was also confidence, like gaining the confidence to be like, I'm okay with this now, you know? I think at the time I was not okay with like having that.
Yeah. Well, from that element of it, it sounded more like, oh, wow, they like, kind of like in a sense, like you were naked somewhere and they saw you. Like kind of like this feeling of vulnerability, like, oh, yeah. But then, like you said, it just escalates into being more about family and privacy and trying to balance the two. So how has that been for you? How do you try to balance that?
I really try to just focus on why I started this platform. Not to say I never show my kids. I just try. I think the older they got, the weirder it became for me to show them because they're people. I actually saw a reel or story last week of an influencer, I don't even follow her, it popped up or someone sent it to me. And it was, she explained fully like how I felt at a moment when like someone went over to her kid and started talking to them as if they knew their child. And she said like that weirded her out. And I was like, that was literally the moment when I started to get the same feeling. Was when I was somewhere, and it's not because I hate when people go over my kid. I just find it a little odd that my child is out and someone goes, hi, James. And he's like, hey.
It's also safety.
Like, yeah. Oh, 100%. But it was like also weird. Like, don't like, why talk to my kid? Like, you know, my kid. Now, sometimes you're just like, oh, you don't know me, but I know your mommy, you know? Okay, fine. Like then they understand. But sometimes people just talk to them like as if like they, what, like you shouldn't, I should know you.
Right.
And so that was just weird for me. And I was like, you know what? Also, safety is a huge thing. The world is such a crazy place. And I just felt like less is better for them.
Right.
So, yeah.
I think it's helpful what you said, like you kind of just constantly probably refocus on your intent of the blog. I mean, I don't know. Do you even still have the blog?
I do, actually. I just barely post on it.
So cool. The intent of the social world. But I'm a similar in that, but I also don't hide them, meaning it's if like it organically goes, it goes. I mean, my older ones would never be seen on it. I respect, like you said, as they get older, just so you know, they also get vocal. And I respect that. And I don't, it also shifted our family dynamic a bit. Like if I would take out a camera, I was noticing my kids were starting to get feelings like, are you going to be posting this? I'm like, this is not the center of our family.
It's interesting because, right, like my son, when he was a couple years younger and I would take videos, there was one or two times where he would say, don't show this to anyone. Mm-hmm. And he didn't know I was posting it to like stuff to public necessarily, but he just like, don't show it to anyone. And I was like, you know what? This is just why, like he is a person. My children are people. Who am I to take them and post something unless he does something really cool, like a really cool basketball shot. And he's like, post it. Cause he wants people to see it, you know? And like, but I mean, I don't post those things anyways, but like kids are people and they want to share what they want to share and not want to share what they don't want to share.
Yeah, I think you're basically using your judgment as a parent and not hiding it or keeping it a secret, but you're not overexposing it, I think, is more of the right word in a way that feels right for you guys. Like, it's natural that they still ask, like, oh, just don't post this or whatever. And because it also is a part of our life. Like, I also am proud of that side of me. I also think that, and especially when there's collaborations that we get deals from that they benefit from, they're very happy. You know, that I'm in that world. It's just a delicate balance. And I think you do that really well. How do we, let's talk even like more fashion sense, like kind of this body at every size feeling. Like you could even share like your top go-tos, like people can always throw on to just make them feel a little bit better about what they're wearing.
So with regards to size and fashion, I find that size shouldn't, I mean, this is personally what I think, size shouldn't matter. What matters is body type. Mm. And knowing how to shop for your body type is a huge thing. And I think for anyone who's struggling with clothing, even if you, like for me, I am 2.5, almost 3 years postpartum. I have yet to lose the weight that I gained with like all the weight that I gained my baby. So I had to learn how to change what I wear, maybe wear some more loose things, you know, go up a size in my denim stuff. But no matter what style skirt I bought, like let's say it's a denim skirt, I know what cut looks better on my body. So I'm not changing what cut I'm going for. I would just go up a size in a certain cut that I buy. So if someone's a 4 or someone's a size 18 or a 10, and those and 3 different people have the same body type, it's just a different size. Mm. But if 2 people have, let's say one's a 2 and one's 2 people are 2s, and they have completely different body types, they're not going to be able to wear the same skirt. Because if someone has a flatter butt and a bigger belly, or a flat belly and a big tush, you're not wearing the same skirt, right? So I just find that people, like knowing how to shop for your body is the best way to have confidence in what you're wearing. Because if you like a dress, but the dress is just not fitting you, or it's, I shouldn't say fit, doesn't, it's not for your body type, and you think it's because the number on the dress is wrong and you need a bigger size, no, it's because probably that dress is not for your body. So there are times I'll like try something on and I'm like, oh, I love this. I won't even go near it, because unless I want to cry in the dressing room that it's not fitting me, like I know what my body type is. I know that even if it's my size, it's still not going to look good on me, you know?
Right. I completely agree with that. I love that shift in that it's not about the size. It's more about your body type. And that's also just a way more accepting and less pressuring way to think about it, because it's ultimately your shape. I speak to clients about this in my nutrition practice all the time, especially when they're looking to quote unquote be a certain weight or a certain size. And just because they might lose weight won't change their body type. Exactly. And I tell them that, and I always point to my arms, which I know we have a YouTube also going, but I'm wearing sleeves. My arms have always been, and I don't use this word with any attachment to it, but bigger arms. I'm 5'8", but I never had that real thin 5'8" tall body. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't my body type. I always had bigger arms. So in the context of my practice, I explained that for me, it's not about losing weight. It's about toning, because my body type looks better toned. It also makes me feel stronger and all the other health benefits to that mindset. But my goal was never to change my body type, my size, ultimately in that sense. I would still be the same size, just more toned, or it'll look better in the dress. And I've also expressed to them when they're still upset about how they might look. And I've done this for 15 years. I usually preempt this when they share a goal like that. I'm like, if you lose 10 pounds, you're still not going to change your hips. You know, and for them, hips is butt, especially in our community, girls don't want a butt. And I'm like, but Hashem gave you a tush. Like, okay, it's so good. Like,
I wish I had a butt. I'm like, I want a bigger butt. Like,
isn't it funny? So this one woman I'm thinking of. One woman I'm thinking of, and she's an older mother, I would say, meeting in her 50s, and she still wants like less of a butt, and she works out beautifully. Her muscle mass is amazing. And I was flushing that out with her more, because I really want to understand why people want to change their body, you know, to that extent. I understand looking fit or healthier or, you know, more or better in clothes or easier to shop, which I would want to talk to you more about. But she doesn't want a butt. Why? She said because she can't fit into these skirts. When she goes shopping, these skirts don't go over her butt. Now, I have a lot of opinions with our like modest wear stores and the body size. Maybe we can talk about meeting the body, the body type and fit.
But it's funny because I find that most skirts are made in the Jewish stores for people with butts.
Oh, okay. So we got to get a list then for this former client. But, or maybe she's shopping in the wrong stores, or to our point, it's the wrong. I was like, go get new clothes. Like, don't wear the mermaid dress, you know, if you don't like that look for you, whatever it is.
Right.
So Yeah, there's so much there that less about size. And for me, I relate to it because it's less about weight and more about like how you're toning or working with your body type. That's the essential message.
Yep. I mean, I feel myself now like I'm probably like 10 or 12 pounds higher than I was before I had my third baby. And I've been like juggling, losing, gaining. And I'm just like, it's not even about the number to me. I'm like, I could care less about the number. I just want to be able to fit into my denim skirt. And I can weigh what I weigh now and fit into denim skirt. I just need to work for it. But yeah. I'm lazy. I'm really not lazy. I'm busy.
You're very busy. Yes, you're very busy. But also, like you shared, it's okay to go up a size. Like,
No, totally.
But isn't it crazy how we have to, not only us, but people, like giving them permission that it's okay, meaning literally, I'm saying the words literally, like it's okay to sometimes go up another size. I had this with my teen, my teenager. She's remembering her like eighth, ninth grade body, and now she's a senior and her hips shifted and lately she's sort of coming into my closet and I've been a bigger size and I'm kind of like, what's up? You know, I don't mind sharing, but she's like, none of my clothes fit me. And she was like looking a little, I said, no problem. We'll just go get mediums. Like, this is not a big deal. Let's go, let's go buy clothes that fit you. It's totally fine.
No, 100%. That's why I'm like, at this point, I'm just like, either I'm going to go to the store and buy new skirts or I'm going to get myself like more tones because.
Yeah. One or the other. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Whatever. One or the other, meaning when, and especially your babies are also still young. I've only been able to crazy commit to these workouts and stuff as my kids got older. It's also where your place is at in your life. And then just making sure you look and feel good in whatever it is you're wearing. You see, when people lose weight with me, I'm always like, don't wait to get clothes that quote unquote fit. Don't wait until you lose that. I'm not saying to spend $1 million in Saks. I'm saying get something that makes you feel good even in this stage. Because that's important.
That's also why, like for myself, I wear a lot of loose dresses because like I just find it easier. I'm like, I just want to feel comfortable and I love to wear something tight. And when I'm like, a couple pounds lighter and I'm feeling confident in that, or because I've worked out a lot for 2 weeks straight, not even the weight. I don't even want to talk about the weight. Like, let's say I just am working out and I feel confident in a tighter piece, then I'll wear it. But like, I also am trying this whole mindset of not pressuring myself to be a size or to be, you know, to look a certain way. I see also on Instagram, like there's a whole, I feel like a lot of people are getting very sucked into this, like, super skinny. And like, I feel like also some people may hear this and think like, oh, she's crazy. Like I know I'm skinny, so I don't people think, I don't think I'm skinny, but I'm saying I'm dressing for my body type and I'm very lanky. Like my arms and legs are very skinny and it's basically all my fat goes to my belly. So I just wear loose things. Like I'm wearing.
Right. You just solve the problem.
Yeah.
I'm like, and it's not even a problem, meaning solving where you're at right now. And the point is here is that you make it all look good. Like no one would even know until you shared it. But that's sort of the point here is that you can look good. You could look good and feel good.
When I go to stores and they come over to me and I'm doing a try on, like a lot of stores will be like, oh, you need a size 0, right? And I'm like, no, I need like a 4. And they're like, what? And I'm like, I'm very happy that you think I'm skinnier than I am. That means I'm dressing well for my body. I don't care what size I am, but I'm saying I'm dressing for my body that you think I'm a smaller size than I am, which means I look good in the clothes. So even if I was an 8 and I'm wearing a 4, let's say, or I'm a 10 and I'm wearing a 6. Sorry. Yeah. No, sorry. If I am a, what am I saying?
You said it, right? If you're a 10.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, but you look like you're wearing a 6. Yeah.
Exactly. Great. So that means you're dressing for your body type. So, you know, people think I have like a flat stomach. Okay. Great.
Right. But meaning you're doing your job well. Like it just gives people a little less pressure because I hear that a lot from clients. I'm like being very unhappy with shopping, like hard time shopping. And like they're really just so unhappy. Like I guess that's where like kind of personal shoppers, or I'm just wondering what we could do to help them. Let's actually like end on that note of like what we could do to help them shop better so they feel better going shopping.
Yeah. So I think that really just knowing your body type is extremely important. And that means that if you know your body type, again, like I said before, it doesn't matter if you're a 0 or a 6, you know which cut to go towards in the store. Usually, I don't think most people's body types are changing. Like, okay, maybe a little bit here and there because like you had some babies, your hips grew bigger, you know, but usually the body stays pretty much in the same place. and like shape wise. And so I would say just know that. And also color wise, like I know people got very into color palettes, and I know some people are not into it and some people are. I think knowing what colors do look good on you is super helpful. Mm-hmm. And some people may not be aware that like there's probably 50 shades of red, right? I look terrible in red, but there's like one or two shades of red that I look good in. And those are the only two I can wear. Some people may think like, oh, I look good in red, but when they buy a red and the red is not the right red for them, and then they're wondering why they don't feel good or look so good in that piece, they may not even realize it's because that shade is just not right for their skin tone. Now, it sounds silly, and it doesn't mean you should never not wear anything that's not good for your, what they call like palette or season, but it's good to just know, because you may not realize that that's why you're not feeling great in that item, because it's not reading on your skin tone in a good way.
Right. Yeah. Meaning it's nothing wrong with you, or you're not ugly, and someone isn't necessarily prettier. Someone could be knowing how to read these things better than you, and that's okay. But you go and explore and learn and read about it and follow you on Aisha Style. So what can we leave everyone with today? Some notes about style, fashion.
I think, get to know what you like, what looks good on you in terms of your body type. Like I said, colors really do help. And don't listen to people when they say, I don't like that, because if you like it, that's what matters. And I just realized, you know, there are like one of the most common DMs I get, not often, but a common one is, I wish I could pull that off. And I always think that is the weirdest thing when people say that to me, like, why can't you pull this off? It's not even something crazy sometimes. And I just think that's a confidence thing, because I think anyone can wear anything they want. You know, I think it's just a matter of you feeling confident enough to wear it. And it's just clothes. Like, wear it if you like it.
Right. Wow. Just step into it.
Yeah.
Okay, so what can we look forward to next on Aisha Style? It seems like we want the tips, because then it seems like you're always on the up and up of the next thing.
Well, definitely fall. I mean, I have some things I'm working on that I would like to get done goal-wise, but I'm not going to – really just like fall is my favorite season, so I'm very excited about that. And, you know, I think really I'm just going to continue doing what I do. And again, I have goals that I want to get to, but – we'll see if I get there, you know.
I'm sure. So far, everything's happened in its right time.
Exactly. I'm not pressuring myself with it. I'm like, I'm giving myself time and grace to do it. I don't need to, you know, pressure myself.
I love that. Okay. So we'll make sure to follow you on Instagram at Aisha Style. And thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Don't forget to hit subscribe or follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Nourished by Beth, or listen on Spotify at The Secrets to Mindful Health podcast.